Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I just want to welcome you this morning to the Holistic Ministry Show. I thought we were going to have a little technical difficulty here for a minute, but we got it straight. Thank you, Lord Michael, for your assistance. But anyway, welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona, and we are enjoying a little summertime here. As you know, Phoenix area, don't joke when it comes to summer weather. We get very serious here, and it gets hot here in Phoenix. For all of you who have may have experienced a summer in Phoenix, know that it is very, very serious when it comes down to the heat in the summertime. But anyway, we want to welcome all of my old listeners. I welcome you back. And to some of my anchor listeners there, I'm so grateful for you. You know, I have some really loyal anchor listeners who help bring energy to the show. And you may not hear from them or you may not there, but if these people were not help us to be able to ground and bring the energy to the show, it wouldn't be what it would possibly be. So I'm so grateful for all those beloved ones, especially my beloved friend in North Arizona, the beloved one. I appreciate you so much. You have no idea. You are a true friend and a true spiritual companion. Okay. So thank you so much for your energy and for your devotion. Okay. But anyway, so let's get on with today's show. And like I said, I welcome all my old listeners. And also, I'd like to welcome to all the new people who are on the line this morning. Thank you to coming in. So grateful for you. For it sounds like we got a little echo going on here. If there's any problems, would someone call me and let me know if we're having difficulties. If that sounds like a little issue going on the computer this morning, but it's okay. We're going to call upon Michael to help us out this morning to keep us moving in the right direction. So it's all good. Okay. You know, all of you who know that I've been doing the show know that I cannot open the show without the power of prayer, and we need to have that all the time because prayer is essential, and it's so important that we have it, and it's so important that we allow it to be part of our daily work here. So let's start with prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day of life. We thank you, God, for all that you're allowing to show up in our life today. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, touching us, blowing breath in our bodies, and shaking our minds so we can be in our right state of consciousness to be able to bring forth the message and bring forth the work that we need. We know, God, that you are the source. There is no other power in the universe. Only God the omnipotent and God the great. We say thank you, God, for allowing us to flow and allowing the power of you to be alive in us and that we are able to bring forth all that we need to do. We call this morning upon the ascended masters, Saint Germain, all the cosmic Christ, divine Mother Mary, and all the other ascended masters who have been assist us with this work to be bring forth today. I call upon Lord Michael. Lord Michael, I call you to come and to assist and help with the electronics and help with all the technical aspects to keep us in line and keep things going. We appreciate you and love you, Lord Michael, for all that you do and all the way that you assist us in keeping this program going. So we say thank you to all those ascended hosts and ascended masters who are there and all of our guardian angels who assist us each and every Sunday to help us to be able to bring forth the word. So I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for using me as a vessel to bring forth the word that you deem fit to have brought to you, beloved listeners. We are so grateful for each one of them. We're so grateful for all that they allow us to experience, and we just say thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful under all circumstances. So as today, as we get into this day, we're going to have a really interesting show today, and we are grateful for the show because it's one that I feel is pretty an important subject. And this show, you know, we're going to go into, we're going to dive a little deep today. So, you know, for some of you who are first-time listeners, listen, man, we are a metaphysical New Thought church, and we don't operate in a box here. We dive sometime in the deep end of the ocean, and today is one of these days where we're going to dive a little deep into a subject that is necessary for all those who are spiritually awoken and spiritually conscious. You will appreciate this. And if all the new people who are listening, if you just open your mind, open your thoughts, open your heart, and allow the words to come in, you too may be inspired to want to be able to participate and partake in this whole process and have a full understanding of what we're doing here, okay? But it's really interesting. Why are we here on planet Earth at this time? What a great question to ask. You be asking yourself, why am I here? What am I doing here, especially at this time? You know, what am I doing here at this time? Well, you know what, beloved ones? I have to tell you, each one of us have chose to be here at this particular time. It is no coincidence that you are showing up on planet Earth at this particular time, this particular moment in your life, okay? It is absolutely, you have chose to be here and chose to bring forth this energy and bring forth this time. And it's an important time because there's wonderful things happening and there's opportunities for spiritual growth like never before. It's just a marvelous and wonderful time to be alive and wonderful time to be here. So the question is, why are you here and at this particular time? Well, first of all, let me just give you two main reasons why we all decide to come back to planet Earth at this particular time and that we are here. Number one, you are here to correct and to work on your past karma from your previous incarnations. Okay? Yes, beloved one. You are here to work on your past errors and mistakes. And, you know, as a soul, we have all made errors and mistakes. And so we are here now to refine those things and to work on those things and to get it to right, because that's all part of our upward mobility and to move toward our adventure ascension. Okay, and we're going to be talking today a lot about the ascension, because it is a necessary thing that we must have a conversation about. People don't talk about it that much, but it is very, very important that we understand the process of dealing with that. So the number two reason is that your spirit needs to grow and do all it needs to do in order for you to make your ascension. You see, beloved one, the ultimate goal for each soul is get back to that is through the ascension itself, that we're able to do that and able to get back to that Godhead, okay? So we want to be able to do that, and we want to be able to make sure that that is done and done correctly. Okay, beloved ones? Beloved ones, give me 1 second, because we got a little technical thing going on here, and I want to sort of see what's going on. We want to make sure that everything is in proper order here. So I'm going to switch up and hold on for one.
and then the girl, and then the rest. I love you. I love you. I do. Thank you.